We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Herald Sun. Tributes have flowed for Australian music icon Judith Durham, who's passed away aged 79. Durham found worldwide acclaim as the voice of the Seekers. She died peacefully while in palliative care at Melbourne's The Alfred Hospital, her death the result of complications from a long-standing chronic lung disease. Durham was born in Essendon in 1943 and recorded her first EP at 19. She joined the Seekers in 1963, releasing Georgie Girl 3 years later, a massive hit in the UK, Australia and the US. Durham's longtime manager Graham Simpson said there's a vast trove of unreleased music by Durham that would eventually be shared with her fans following her passing. And to read more tributes to the singer, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au or download the app. Collingwood greats are getting excited about the club season as the team's 11-game streak has it set for an unexpected finals appearance in September. The Pies' 7-point upset win over reigning Premier Melbourne Friday night was one of the biggest matches ever played between the clubs. Peter McKenna, who claimed back-to-back Coleman medals at the club in 1972-73, said the team was playing with courage and tenacity. Friday's win was the Pies' 10th this year by a margin of less than 2 goals. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Ambulances failed to reach more than a third of urgent patients on time over the past 3 months, while emergency department waiting times also increased. While Health Minister Marianne Thomas continues to blame the pandemic, doctors have disputed the claim, saying the system breakdown's been coming for decades. New Health Performance Quarterly data released on Saturday also reveals the state's elective surgery waitlist has blown out, with 87,000 Victorians in pain waiting for procedures. And golf clubs are scrapping the ladies' tee in favour of a gender-neutral colour-based system after a push from Golf Australia. Under the recommendation, tees are based purely on ability, regardless of sex. It allows talented female golfers to play off longer courses and helps less proficient males to enjoy the game more by playing off shorter starting points. Golf Australia hopes the strategy will address a problem with attracting younger women to the game. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.